According to Judge Richard Brown's ruling, the Wisconsin Virtual Academy illegally allowed parents to act as state-licensed teachers. The ruling adds that the Northern Ozaukee School District, which created the academy in 2003, unlawfully operated a charter school beyond its boundaries. Brown's decision reverses a previous judge's decision to dismiss a suit filed against the academy by the Wisconsin Education Association Council, or WEAC. Lucy Brown is legal counsel for the teachers' union.
WEAC brought this lawsuit because it believed that WEVA was violating state laws that assure accountability and funding fairness for public education in Wisconsin. The decision rendered by the Court of Appeals will become the law of Wisconsin. Any other school district it affects, obviously, might have to change their ways.
But Kurt Berglund, principal of the Wisconsin Virtual Academy, says they'll appeal. He says while the immediate ruling will hurt the school's 850 students and 20 teachers, the future of online charter schools everywhere is at stake.
This decision is saying that any student who attends a virtual school who is not within the geographical area of that school district would be kept from attending that online school. And I can't believe that that's the real meaning of the law and that that's in the best interest of students.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court can overturn the ruling, or it could also be nullified by the state legislature. WEAC's Lucy Brown says this case illustrates the need for laws to govern how virtual schools can operate. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.